Well, folks in the AHSTW school district are being asked to head to the polls here on November 2nd for a bond issue proposal, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and about an opportunity for them, or several opportunities for them, to catch more information about what they're being asked to take a look at here in the next coming weeks. Darren Jones is the AHSTW school superintendent, and he is joining us by phone this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I'm doing really well. So thank you for the opportunity to come and talk today.
Absolutely. How's the school season or the school year going so far?
You know, we're off and running. We've had a lot of good experiences this year. We're into homecoming week this week. We kicked that off on Sunday night with coronation. That was very good. We had a big volleyball win last night, and just excited to see just the atmosphere around homecoming and just our students' participation in such activities. So it's been good.
Kind of nice to have everybody together again.
It is, right? It's always nice to be back together in the building, just have that face-to-face connections and just enjoy each other and the opportunities that we have.
Yeah, you bet. Well, as I mentioned up front, you've got a bond issue that's going to be on the ballot here on November 2nd. Can you talk about the proposal a bit?
Yeah, on November 2nd, we actually have two questions in our referendum. The first question speaks directly towards remodeling, repairing, and improving our existing K-12 facilities, our pre-K-12 facilities, along with some additions to the building. So really what we're taking a look at is our high school was built in 1972, so we're coming on 50 years within that area, and we're really looking to update and renovate that in the areas of HVAC, lighting, and just general classroom improvements, electricity and such. Along with that, we're also looking at creating a CTE wing on the west side of our building. That addition would hold our family consumer science classrooms, would include our ag classrooms, which then leads into FFA, and then our industrial tech program, industrial arts. On the far north corner of our northwest corner of our existing building, then there would also be a music classroom. So that's part of the overall project as far as K-12. The lighting components is not limited to the K-12 facility or to the high school section. That would be a K-12 piece, so really looking to enhance lighting into a more efficient, crisper light in the form of LED. So we're really excited to get in and take a look at what can be done in those areas and just continuing to enhance the learning environment. The second question that we will be posing to voters or giving voters an opportunity to reflect on is the construction of an auditorium. The proposed auditorium would be located on the northwest corner and would actually then attach to our music facility, to the new music room that's there, or that would be created with the passage of question number one. The auditorium just gives us dedicated practice facilities for our band and choir daily, also speech and drama. You know, since I've been here at AHSTW, and I think far before that, you know, we have 50 to 60 students out for speech and drama, and to give them that home and dedicated space would be a great thing for those programs. In addition to that, then, the auditorium, we could also look into using it for community education spaces and opening it up for different opportunities as well. So really excited about both projects, really enhancing the learning environment, adding the four classrooms on the west side of the building, renovating our current shop area and art classrooms to create two to three classrooms in there, or three classrooms in that area. And then all of those additions in that $12.9 million general obligation bond referendum would then also allow us to just reorganize some classrooms and allow for some space on our primary and lower intermediate side, where, you know, we've we've done a great job of looking at our educational needs at the foundational level, but with each addition of additional classrooms, that's come at the expense of some other programs, and one of which was the elementary art classroom. We currently house a third grade classroom in what was the elementary art classroom in its initial design. So our renovations and additions really help us address some classroom spacing needs throughout the K-12 building. So even though it's a focus on the high school, that focus on the high school will enhance our overall K-12 environment.
Well, very good. Well, I know you've set up a number of meetings, and a few of them have already happened to give the public an opportunity to come in and learn more and ask a lot of questions and things. What's been the feedback in the early meetings that you've had?
It's been positive. The community members that have attended, I think they've been thankful for the information that they've received. Again, just being able to then be able to go out and share within the community as well. But feedback on our side has also been positive. I really appreciated some of the questions that have been up there or that have been posed, and just really enjoy the opportunity to get out and meet with our community and share more about the project. So we have held two meetings to this time. The first meeting was here at the AHSTW Community School building. We met in the high school cafeteria, and that gave us a great opportunity to then tour the building and see some of the things that we spoke about in the initial informational meeting. The second meeting was held last Wednesday night in the Walnut Community Center. That was held at 7:00, and again, great feedback. Appreciate the participation. And then tonight we will be meeting in Shelby and at the Shelby Community Center to once again share information, allow people to learn more, and help them form their decision based on the information presented. So just excited for the opportunities. And then we will again come back to Avoca on the 14th of October. That meeting will be held at 5:00. 5:30 to 7 in the cafeteria, again with an opportunity to tour, and very fortunate to also meet with the city of Tenet on Tuesday, October 12th, and the community of Hancock on Tuesday, October 19th, with those meetings happening at 7:00 to 8:30.
Yeah, and making an effort to get out into each of the communities that make up the school district so they have a chance to be able to share and learn a little bit more without having to travel too far.
Exactly. I enjoy getting out and meeting people and talking with people and answering their questions, and I just feel it's really important to get out and meet with people where they're at, right? Make everything as convenient as we possibly can. And really just look to share and answer any questions that people have.
You bet. Well, and it's, education is always interesting. It's always changing. But we've seen such rapid change with the way that technology is used in the classrooms, the way that students look at their future. There are certain things, course offerings that maybe they're looking for. And no matter how large or small the districts, you have to be able to react to those things. So you're constantly looking to keep up.
You bet. Our kids deserve the best, right? And we want to continue to find ways to enhance programming and provide them with the best opportunities that we possibly can. And that's why we're so excited about the projects and the two referendum questions that we're posing to the community. Is we just continue to not only look for today, but also plan for the future and provide our kids, being able to provide the facilities to continue to enhance programming. AHSTW is our school district has done a great job of that in the past, and we're just really trying to continue that vision and providing students with great opportunities.
You bet. And I know they want to see more about the schedule of some of these community meetings, it is available on the school district's website. Can they find out more information there as well?
They can, yes. If you go to our school website, which is ahstwschools.com, latestnews.org. We have a section on the on that page that is latest news. You can see the schedule of events on there. You can also go up in the top left-hand corner. There's a section called Referendum 2021. Under that link, there's a section for frequently asked questions, referendum materials, tax impact. And when you take a look at that section of the website, you will actually be able to find a tax calculator, which would help you understand the direct income or impact on your taxes or on a person's taxes based on the assessed value with the rollback and everything included. So great opportunities to get out and continue to learn. And again, if you can't find what you're looking for on the website, we encourage everybody to give me a call at AHSTW Schools, and my phone number is 712-343-6364, and we'll answer any questions that you are not able to find on our website, and we'll certainly get that information posted as quickly as we can. In addition to referendum materials, there's also a section on there with voting information. If you have questions about your polling locations, we're able to answer those on there as well. And just excited to continue to share and provide provide opportunities for people to learn and continue to learn more about the projects.
All right, very good. Again, the meeting tonight in Shelby, coming up the Shelby Community Center. There'll also be another opportunity in Avoca, one in Hancock as well. They'll be meeting with folks in Tenet also coming up later this month. So opportunities abound for you to find out more information, get those questions answered. Darren Jones, superintendent at AHSTW Schools. Darren, thank you so much for the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time and look forward to meeting with everybody about our projects.